Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Grow and Grind pod. I'm Laura Medley, your host. Long time no see. Grab a coffee or other hot beverage of your choice and let's catch up. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to be back recording for you. It's been such a long time since I've picked up this mic and recorded. I say it's been a long time, but I've recorded a few times and just it hasn't gone right. I've been a bit rusty. So I feel like I'm back to where I was before. I feel like I'm trying to, you know, I've had my few practice runs and now I'm ready to record to put it live, you know? We're back. How are you doing? How's your week going? Happy Wednesday. Let me know over on the Instagram how you're doing. The Instagram is bimedley. I decided to merge everything to that Instagram. So it's going to be a cool little community to be a part of, hopefully. So come and join in. There's going to be a lot of mental health, productivity, and, you know, general motivation stuff over on that Instagram, which I'm so excited to begin. I'm in the process of rebranding it at the moment, so bear with me. But I'm so excited to be back. I'm just sat here so cozily on my Tuesday evening with my coffee, and I just feel so happy to be back. So I hope you're excited to hear my voice again. It's been quite a long time. The first thing I want to quickly chat about before the podcast begins is the podcast changes. So as you can probably tell, the podcast is now going live on a Wednesday. Now, this was a decision I made because during my time off, which I'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, I decided I really want to try and give myself weekends, or at least give myself some sort of 2 days off a week to reset my routine, to sort out life shit that needs to be done. So I'm going to try and get into a routine of having weekends off, which means Wednesday is going to be the podcast day rather than Monday. With social media and freelancing, you're usually working pretty much 24/7. You know, you're working on a Saturday afternoon, you're working on a Sunday morning. And sometimes it's nice just to take that pressure off. So I thought I would come to you midweek. There's so many podcasts that I listen to on a Monday anyway, and I'm sure it's the same situation for you. So hopefully this comes at a sort of down point in the week where not many podcasts will post an episode. So yes, I'm back. I am so happy. Most important thing to talk about before we actually start this episode is my coffee. Now, I bought myself one of the Hotel Chocolat Velvetizer things. Don't know whether I'm saying that right. And it's amazing. I love it. I've been having one of the coffees from it this evening. Which one do I have? I'm currently drinking the hazelnut latte one. And it says, coffee and hazelnut united in a harmony of roasted notes. They're vegan. And the packaging's really nice, to be fair. So I'm really enjoying that as well. I'm in high spirits this evening. It's my dad's birthday, so happy birthday to my dad. We went out and had dinner with him, which was so lovely. And then out at the cinema watching James Bond. Amazing film, by the way. I saw it the weekend. So, where have I been? Now, I'm going to try and keep this as brief as possible, but I decided to take a break from YouTube and just social media life in general. I think social media can become quite a toxic place when you're not in the best situation yourself. And so for me, I was like, no, I'm just going to take some time away. I'm really focused on building my mental health up and really prioritizing my self-care and the time with the people I love. And so I decided to take a break from the podcast as well, just to gather my thoughts and ensure that I'm creating the content that I really want to create and the podcast that I really want to put out. You know, I don't want to just put out podcasts for the sake of putting one out every week. I want to put one out with an intention, with a meaning behind it, with a question that you can take away from the podcast episode, you know. I always want these episodes to be really informative or just really relatable and relaxing to listen to, also while also covering topics that I think are important and that I want to chat about and I want to talk about. So it took me a little while to wrap my head around where I was going moving forward. I'd gotten a bit of a rut with creativity, so it was really nice to take some time away. I feel like I've come back with a much clearer head, and I think you can probably tell by how easily I'm speaking compared to before. I feel like I just have got into the flow of myself and into believing more in the words I say rather than kind of overthinking it and not saying things. I realize I can edit it out. There's nothing to stop that. And so I'm just trying to make this podcast a lot more chilled, a lot more relatable. So yeah, I'm back and I'm so happy to be back. Oh my God, I've missed this. Like, recording right now, I'm realizing what I've missed. Like, I've missed chatting in my bedroom on my own, just lying down. I'm literally just lying on my bed right now. And it's been really, really nice to know I'm coming back with a positive mindset. I'm coming back with a mindset of, you know what, we're gonna make some great podcast content, and it's gonna be regular. It's gonna be every single week, even if the episode is 10-20 minutes long rather than half an hour, 40 minutes. I'm gonna post every single week, and that is a promise. But I'm so excited to be part of like your routines again and to see you listening to the episodes. Like, this is my favorite thing. And I feel like this kind of content and coming back to YouTube at the same time as the podcast, like, it's just a lot of excitement right now. There's a lot going on, and I'm honestly feeling more myself than ever. So yeah, what did I actually do on my time off? I feel like I should go into that first before I kind of get into the episode a bit more, because I want you all to feel like you know who I am now. I feel like I have changed a lot in the past 2 months, and I feel like I've changed a lot mentally and mindset wise. So I thought I'd just take you through what happened. So in general, the past few months have been a lot of settling into new routines and settling into living with 7 other people. It's a big jump and a big change from living by myself. So it's been a lot of getting used to who I am and to where I want to put my priorities. Do I want to socialize a lot, or do I want to kind of socialize a little bit and work a lot? Or do I want, like, it's creating a balance. You know, when I've left for a month and come back and all of a sudden have a lot of work to balance as well as a lot of socializing, it's been difficult to balance that. But it's been also really nice to be able to focus on socializing, and I'm so, so grateful for that. So yeah, it's been a mixture of positivity and also of like anxiety. If I'm honest, like I have struggled with anxiety the past couple of months, purely because I feel like when you take a break away from something, it's just imposter syndrome, isn't it? It's just like, what am I doing? Where am I going? And I'm going to talk about that a bit more in this episode, sort of navigating my early adulthood and how I'm feeling about all of that. You know, it's a really difficult thing to do. It's a really difficult thing to be like, I'm leaving uni and I'm going to go into a world where I don't have any stable income. It's terrifying, but exciting. And that's the way I'm trying to look at it now. I'm trying to change my perspective on it, you know, and I'll talk about that a bit more later. But aside from settling into the house and settling into a new routine, I finished a few projects up for my clients, which is so exciting. They're projects I am so proud of, and I feel like I'm really finding my way as a freelancer now. I'm only 19, and sometimes a lot of people can want to use me for like cheap work, you know? And I feel like I'm really working out my worth, and I'm also really working out what I'm passionate about. I'm trying to build up my portfolio and really try and find my style in different areas. Like, there are so many things I'm passionate about. I love photography. I love videography. I love editing and animation and literally everything. The life of a creative. But it's been so nice to have the freedom to try and find my styles through all of those things in the past month or two. And so, yeah, that has been a lot of what I've been doing, just getting over a creative and a personal burnout, building up my mental health to a point where I can come back to YouTube and the podcast and not literally be fazed by hate at all, which, oh gosh, that was not the position I was in 2 months ago. And I'm so proud to be able to say that I've got through that, because that was really difficult. I'm a sensitive person, but I have a pretty strong mindset. And I feel like because I was kind of getting worse mental health wise, it was affecting me more and I just needed time off. So now I'm back and, you know, I've kind of got over that burnout. It's been so rewarding because during that time off, I was restless. I was like, I need to be doing something, please. You know, I applied for a job, got to the final stage, and then they chose someone else. And it's been a lot of emotional turmoil in my time off too, but it's made me really realize what I want now. Like, I know what kind of job I want now, what kind of way I want to go in the next sort of few months. You know, I'm trying not to think 5 years ahead. I feel like people want you to think so far ahead nowadays, and I just don't know. And I've just been spending a lot of time with my parents and my friends and the people that mean the most to me. I think for me, connectivity is so important. And also, you know, time by myself is something I really value. But I think over the past couple months, I've really seen that I see a lot of value and a lot of enjoyment in seeing people and meeting up with people and going for a coffee and the small moments, you know, the small little magic moments of life. I watch a lot of TV shows, like a lot. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I watched the whole of The Circle USA. I've watched Squid Game. I just finished Squid Game. I watched Sex Education. I watched Hit and Run. Yeah, I have loved kind of being able to invest time in that too. Because usually it's kind of like, oh, I'm doing some like writing or like planning. Oh, I'll put on a TV show. And it's been nice to just unapologetically watch a TV show because it hasn't happened often in the past few years due to like studying or work or bits and bobs. But that is kind of my life update. You know, I'm doing well, actually. Which is nice. Like, I'm sat here so content. Like, I'm so just content in the moment. I could sit in the silence and not be bored. And that is what I've been trying to get to for so long. So I feel very kind of reassured that I'm finding my way, and it might not be in the way that I necessarily anticipated it would be, but I'm getting there, you know? And that, like, that's a huge achievement, and I feel very proud of myself. Okay, so before we get into the main part of today's episode, I want to share three things I'm most grateful for this week. Now, during my time off, I took up journaling. I've been journaling a lot, writing down what I'm grateful for most days, just to keep myself in the mindset that I want to be in, you know? I want to be in a mindset where I stay grateful for the things that I know I am so lucky to have. And so that for me has been so important. So it's something that I'm going to be incorporating into the podcast. So first up, we have family. I went to visit my London. I went to visit my brother in London the weekend just gone. And it was so much fun to spend time just us two. You know, it's usually me and my parents go down and visit my brother. So it's been really nice to go and visit just him. And to have some time, just brother and sister, and to get some advice from him. You know, there's a few things that I needed my brother's advice on. And so it's been so much fun. We ate so much and had a lot of coffee and a lot of bao buns. And it was honestly one of the most enjoyable weekends I've had in a while. And it's been so nice to take like a step away from my life up here and just go down to London and see kind of that everyone else is still moving. Like, it's not the end of the world to switch off from social media or to take a couple days away from friends, or, you know, like, it's nice to kind of take myself away from that situation once in a while. So yeah, that's been really nice. Number two is that I've been grateful for taking life a bit slower. You know, visiting my brother and having conversations about life and adulting in general made me realize that I don't have to have it all figured out yet. You know, I'll talk about this more in the episode, but I'm generally just feeling really comfortable about the pace of my growth at the moment. I'm 19. I don't need to be like buying a mortgage on a house yet. And I think there's so much pressure for me to do that. And I, you know, I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves because society asks us to do that. And it's been really nice realizing that I don't have to be a certain way. You know, it's okay for me to just make it by if I want to right now. So yeah, it's been nice to take life a bit slower, to go get coffee in the middle of the day if I want to. To still get all my work done just without the stress. I felt my life has relieved a lot of stress recently. You know, I feel like a lot of stress is gone, and that is the best feeling. And I know it's going to come back at some point because it always does. But right now I'm grateful that it's not here. Now, the third one is a little bit less meaningful, but I'm grateful for the good coffee. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I bought a Valvetizer. It is incredible. And, you know, I'm treating these coffees and hot chocolates as like little rewards for myself, little treats for when I'm doing important bits of work or when I'm chilling with my boyfriend, watching like The Walking Dead probably. And I feel really good. I just feel good. I'm loving just having coffee as a little break. There's a little Scandinavian coffee place, which is literally like probably like a 15-minute walk from me. And oh my God, the coffee is so good. I bought a bag of the ground coffee and I've got some that I use every day now. And it is incredible. It does save me the walk of going and buying it from there, because I will still go like once or twice a week when I see my parents. But it's really nice to have such high quality coffee. I'm a big person for like small luxuries, you know. I don't need to live in a lavish apartment, but good coffee is kind of a necessity. So yeah, I've been really enjoying that. Really enjoying just appreciating little things like, I had eggs earlier and I cooked them so well and I had a nice coffee afterwards. Weird mix, I know, but oh my God, the vibes were just immaculate. Moving in to the main section of today's episode. As I mentioned, this one's such a chill episode. It's just getting back to it and getting myself back in the flow of podcasting. But I wanted to chat to you about kind of post-education and navigating early adulthood. You know, how I've been feeling about it, because there is a lot of feelings going on right now. And I feel like a lot of the time you kind of, from my videos, from my Instagram, it might seem that I'm kind of just getting on with it, that like I don't have days where I'm like, what am I doing? But I do, and a lot of them. So I thought I would just chat about how I'm feeling about that and my opinions on the kind of expectations of people once they finish education, once they start a professional career, if you like. So yeah, I'm finding it difficult navigating my late teens. I want to say early 20s because that's the age I feel, but I'm literally 19. I'm literally nowhere near 20 right now. But yeah, navigating my late teens has been interesting, to say the least. You know, self-sufficiency, living with students, expectations from society, from social media, from myself, really. it's been difficult to take that pressure off of me to just be good all the time and have like a good head on my shoulders and a heavy bank account and like, you know, saving up for a mortgage. Like I, right now, I'm focusing a lot on me and my mental health, because that to me, like if my mental health isn't good, that ruins every other part of my life. And that is the reason why I'm prioritizing that right now. But the uncertainty of life for me at the moment is kind of going the opposite way to kindly looking after my mental health. You know, it's my mind, when it's got some sort of like routine or just assurance that I'm going to be okay, is fine. But the uncertainty is not it, you know, having to make decisions that I maybe didn't make before when I had a student loan. It's that uncertainty of like not knowing what the next few months looks like. But as I said earlier, like I'm really trying to embrace like, actually, this is really exciting that like I don't know what's to come. Like in the next couple of months, I could be in a completely different situation as to what I'm in now. And honestly, I hope I am, because it will teach me a lot. It will allow me to grow and to develop as a human being, as an individual. And I'm so excited for that. But yeah, that's like been really, really difficult to kind of feel. It's been difficult to watch everyone go back to their routines of university and studying in a library and seeing friends for a coffee after our lectures, and then me working downstairs in my room. It's a really odd feeling, and I kind of spoke about it a little bit in my vlog that will go up sometime soon. I'm not sure how soon it will be, but I spoke about it in that vlog, and it's so weird to have a quiet house. I know like nobody really has like a solid idea of like, oh, I want to be this at this company and like this and the other, but it feels like everyone else is going on like a route somewhere, a path. And I'm kind of just like vibing at like the bit in the middle that has the different paths going everywhere. That's how it feels right now. And it's strange and it's exhausting too, you know, but I do have huge moments of like motivation and energy of like, yes, like this is really empowering that like I can work for myself at 19. You know, like there are certain things that I think I don't realize until I really think about. And when I am grateful for what I have, it makes it so much easier for me to be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to get on and do this because I'm so lucky to be in this position. And like the past few weeks have just been navigating that whole situation of like feeling like guilt, I suppose, that my teenage years should be my best years, not years where I'm stuck inside working. And I don't know, it's so weird. Like, do I want a full-time job? Because that's going to progress my career. But do I know what career I want? Or do I want to keep my freedom for another year and just keep kind of flying by and hope for the best? I don't know. But I think it's a lot of like imposter syndrome. Like it's a lot of like just not knowing the direction we're going in, you know? Now, I recently watched Moima Winnie's video. I think it's her most recent video. It's titled like London Diaries, Feeling Stuck, something along those lines. And that really resonated with how I'm feeling right now. And so if you kind of want to see how I'm feeling, you watch that video, because I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to say and what I want to do. But it's just so weird to see someone feel the same, because I feel like those feelings aren't put online a lot of the time. Now, although Moya has graduated, she's in such a similar position to me in many ways, you know, living in a not really permanent place, getting rejected from things, feeling really like unsettled in life and not really knowing a direction. That is literally like how I feel. Like, I feel really lost of where to go. But then there's some moments where I'm like, I know exactly where I'm going right now. Look at all these possibilities. Like, how lucky am I to not have to think about where I'm going? How lucky am I, you know? There's certain moments where I kind of have to take a step back and be like, okay, but I'm so lucky to be in this position. But then there's moments where I'm like, I'm 19 and I don't know what to do. Everyone else is going to do this at like 21. yeah, it's been very weird, to say the least. But it was almost really comforting to see her speak about this topic, because she's kind of the face of like the that girl trend, which I'll talk about in a minute. But, you know, this video for me really debunked that. Like, it said, you know, I'm not doing great, and that's okay. And I think that's a message that I want to spread with my channel anyway. And I think it's really inspired me in a way to just be more honest, because I really related to that, and it really honestly made me go, okay, maybe I'm not alone in this, you know? And I know that's like a thing that a lot of people will say when they like watch a YouTuber. They're like, it makes me feel less alone. And I literally agree now. Now, one thing I did kind of want to move into is like expectations as an adult when you leave education. Like, is uni different from like a full-time thing? There are so many expectations that are just so subtly ingrained in people's heads about leaving university or dropping out, or, you know, all of a sudden into adulthood. Like, when are you buying a house? Are you in a relationship? When are you having kids? Like, why do we expect everyone to have it figured out? Like, why isn't it just kind of okay for everyone to not know where they're going? You know, there's people in jobs who are like mid to late 30s that in 10 years won't be in that same job because they realize that it's not for them. And, you know, when you've worked your whole career to get to a certain place, like, you probably feel this kind of same, oh, I'm a bit lost in the middle of things feeling as I'm feeling right now. It's just so mad to me that we kind of expect everyone around us and older than us and just everyone in general to just have their life figured out. Like, oh, well, what do you want to do in the next 2 years? Why do we ask that question? You know? Like, why is that a question that we ask? Is it for our own interest, or is it to make us feel like our uncertainty is not invalid? You know? I don't know. Just a food for thought, I suppose. Okay, so Instagram went down yesterday, and all I'm going to say is it was so refreshing not to be an insider in other people's lives, you know? To just go about my day, see my friends, with the intention of just like looking after myself and focusing on me without seeing something that like prompts a breakdown or a crisis, you know? It was so refreshing. And this is why I'm recording this episode on a Tuesday evening before uploading on a Wednesday. I need to get better at this. Because I couldn't put up the Instagram poll, and it kind of made me think, actually, do you know what? I'm going to give today to myself. Like, this is a sign that maybe today wasn't meant for me to be like shared. Do you know what I mean? Maybe today was meant for me to spend it with myself. And that was really empowering, and I really enjoyed it. you know, social media creates such a false reality that everyone's doing everything better than you, when realistically, you can be so unaware of people's thoughts and feelings and successes. Like, you, how are you supposed to know how they're feeling or like how good they're doing in their eyes, you know? It's so mad to me. And it's been really toxic for me to be on social media. I'm really trying to limit it. I've got one of the app limiters on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. Because I just don't want to be on them. Like, every time I'm on them, it makes you feel shit. So what's the point? You know, like, I'll check my Snapchat every hour or two just to see whether someone's messaged in the house group chat or whether someone's in an emergency. And that's it. Like, I don't have the effort to be on social media 8 hours a day anymore. I don't really think I have the patience for it. I suppose this kind of feeds into the whole like that girl trend that I was talking about earlier. You know, this is something that glamorizes a perfect life 24/7, which is just not sustainable or realistic in the slightest. And I wanted to chat about this because I listened to a whole episode by Seffi and Wing, who run the podcast Goes Without Saying, which is one of my favorite podcasts now. I'm literally like going back listening to all the old ones. I heard about them through Naina Florence's podcast and I was like, need to listen to these, need to listen. And I am just obsessed. Like, they're amazing. I will link the episode that I'm on about in the show notes because it's a truly amazing episode and I think it has a lot of value. But they kind of were chatting about, you know, is it the responsibility on influencers, on their audience? Why do we romanticize like this kind of part of our lives? I don't know. I think the whole that girl trend is so toxic, but equally can be great in certain ways. Like, it can motivate people and be like, oh, this is like what a life with routine could look like and that. But equally, it kind of, when you're in a shit place, it's a really not nice thing to consume. And it's kind of made me realize that taking time away from social media and being away from it, you kind of realize what is romanticizing your life in your life. You know, you can romanticize your life completely differently to someone else and be content with the little moments, and that to you could be romanticizing the day, romanticizing your moments. I think especially when navigating sort of early adulthood or adulthood, you can kind of get so wrapped up in what everyone else is doing. You know, you're at uni and people on your first week are like, so what course do you do? Oh, you do like criminology. Okay, what do you want to do with it? I don't know. I've just started it, you know? And I think there's such an expectation for everyone to just know what they're doing. Like, nobody knows. I can tell you that now. Nobody has any idea what they want to do. And if they do, then chances are that will change. Because there's so much change that happens in this period in our lives, and I feel like we need to be so open to it. And that's been the way my mindset has worked the past few months, is like, I need to be open to change right now. Like, I can't be hiding from the change in my life, because that is just gonna push away anything good. It would change every opportunity that could have been amazing just because I was too scared to change, to try a new thing, to go in a different direction, you know? And setbacks and rejections and everything like that are so important to self-worth and self-development. If you don't have any setbacks or rejections, how are you supposed to know what's right? Because if everything is so smooth going, how are you supposed to be like, oh, well, that's right for me, that was made for me? Because realistically, everything was then made for you, you know? I don't know, it's been something I've been thinking about a lot, and the sort of privilege of the that girl trend, it's made me really look inward as to what my content is going about and also to what I'm consuming. You know, I just love honest people. I just love honesty. I love really being able to trust the people I follow, the podcasts I listen to. Okay, so I asked for a few questions on Instagram for the first episode back. I just thought it'd be nice to do a little Q&A advice sort of episode, just chatting about pretty much everything and anything. So yeah, if you're a new listener or if you've listened to this podcast for a while, I just thought it'd be nice to have a chat, get you involved. But if you want to get involved on a regular basis, stay updated and included in these episodes, then you can follow over on the Instagram at @bymedley. I'm going to be kind of rolling out that Instagram very soon. I'm in the process of rebranding it, so bear with me with the Instagram, the logos and the website. I'm getting there. I'm designing one bit at a time in my free time. So yeah, it's coming, and it's coming one thing at a time. Again, don't expect too much of people, you know. But it will be there soon and it will be cool, I promise. I'm just going to scroll through these questions and answer a few that kind of stand out to me. Okay, the first one is, how did you deal with the fact that you may not be on the original path you thought you were going to be on, like school and work? Okay, now I feel like this episode has been talking all about that, but I found it so difficult to know that everyone else is on a different path to me, that some people are on the path that I thought I would be on. Right now, I thought I would be in my second year at uni. It's so hard to be like, okay, I thought this was right and it wasn't, because it kind of puts you in a position where you're like, oh shit, my intuition was wrong here. But I was thinking the other day, like, I just sat with myself and I was like, do you know what? I actually really do not regret going to uni. Like, so many amazing things have come out of going to uni, and none of it was uni. Like, none of it was the education part. When I was at uni, I didn't really learn anything. Not saying my course wasn't good, but a lot of the content was stuff I already knew or had taught myself. My main value out of uni was the people, the communication, trusting my instincts, and just really starting to empower myself and have confidence in myself and how I'm speaking, how I'm living, you know, who I love. Like, I feel like just having that confidence to just be so open and so welcoming to everybody and in every way has taught me so, so much. A year ago, I was like not ready for a relationship. I was not ready to commit to someone. I didn't have the time. I was too busy, you know? And now I make time because I want that. And that's so special to me. And I think, like, things like that, I would never take back. I would never take back how much I've learned in that experience. I may be like 13 grand in debt, but at least I tried, you know? I wouldn't have known that that was the wrong path unless I went on it. I could have just kind of floated around doing whatever I wanted and realized that at a later date. So I feel very lucky and grateful that I've realized this so early. So my approach to things going different, things going a different way than I'd planned to, is to cry about it and be like, oh shit, what's going on? And then, like, an hour later being like, okay, but look how good it is to have this freedom. Look how amazing it is to be able to go in a different direction. Like, aren't I lucky? Aren't I so privileged right now to be able to go, oh, I can leave university, this wasn't right for me, and make something else out of what I've got. Like, how lucky is that, you know? And I think this is what I try to keep this stuff in the forefront of my mind. I try to keep being grateful and being thankful for everything I have in the forefront of my mind, because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be half the person I am. And I think that's really important. I think I'd just look at everything as a failure if I wasn't like that. So it's been really nice to be able to be like, oh, well, you know, yeah, things didn't quite go to plan. And yet, you know, it might not have been the best experience the past year. I might have really struggled, which I have. But, you know, balancing all of that has been a challenge, but also one I wouldn't take back. I've made some incredible friendships and relationships during all this time, and that's worth it for me. Okay, how to be consistent on social media. Now, this is something I am trying to do. I don't want to say I've never been consistent. I'd say I was consistent throughout kind of school. So, like, probably like year 11, I was quite consistent on YouTube. But after then, I've encountered so much change, change in personality, change in everything. And I haven't been as consistent. And so it's something I'm definitely still working on. But my response to that would be, make sure you're prepared ahead. You know what's coming up roughly. It doesn't have to be a solid plan, but to be like, okay, well, this Sunday I've got a video, let's make sure that's done by Thursday. And I know I'm sat here recording on a Tuesday night for Wednesday, but slightly different situation. It's not different, I'm just telling myself that to make myself feel better. But being ahead of certain things, maybe even just trying to prepare little assets, maybe like doing your little title sequence before you add it on top of your video, or, you know, writing your caption before you take the photos, or like little things like that, that save like little bits of time and just staying on top of it, I'd say. But also remembering that, like, yeah, the algorithms matter, but you matter more. Consistency isn't always the most important thing. It's also quality as well. How to balance life and work? Good question. I feel like I'm finally getting to a bit of a balance. I feel like I went from working all the time and having that as my priority to going, oh shit, I need to have more social time. And all of a sudden I did a 180 and I prioritized socializing too much. And now I feel like I'm getting back into a healthy balance of being like, yeah, I've got this to do and I need to meet this deadline, but I also, yeah, I'll come out and, you know, meet you for a coffee. That's not going to take up that much time. All I'd be doing in that time is watching a couple of YouTube videos. Why don't I go and see someone and impact their day and enjoy my day at the same time, you know? So yeah, I say balancing life and work means scheduling in time for you, scheduling in time to see people you love, in for things that make you happy, and not just scheduling in work and being like, ah, well, I'll fit all of my shit around that. No, you need to schedule in and make time for yourself too, because that's the way you balance it. If you don't do that, then you kind of just go, ah, well, I'll do that next week, I'll do it tomorrow, and your mental health cannot wait. I'd really like you to talk about motivation and how to get more motivation to do anything. Okay, so this depends on what you're motivating yourself to do. Is this something that you want to do? Like, in general, like, is this something you want to achieve? Or is this something that's kind of like an assignment that you're not too keen on that you just want to get done? You know, like, that's the first thing you need to think about. Because if it's something you want to do, then you kind of have to be like, right, okay, but this has an incredible ending. Like, if I do this, I'm one step closer to this. And that is incredible. But my main thing for motivation is one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Set yourself a 20-minute timer, clean your room. Set yourself a 10-minute timer, write a sentence, write a paragraph. Once you've started something, it's so much easier to carry on. And this is what I need to keep reminding myself too, because sometimes I'll be like, I want to clean my room. Nah, not right now. No, because it gets worse if you don't clean it. You know, motivation in general is a very personal thing. It's a thing that, you know, no one can tell you how to be motivated, which is really hard. And I know you wish I could just be like, be motivated and at work. But that's not the way it works. Motivation for me comes from reinvesting time into myself. If I've put a lot of time into work one week, then my sense of motivation comes from regaining that energy that I'd lost. And then once I've got that energy, I'm then more motivated to carry out personal projects or to carry out personal to-dos that maybe I kind of pushed to one side that week, you know. I have actually listened to a podcast today. It's the podcast Deep Dive with Ali Abdaal, and he's just uploaded an episode with Unjaded Jade. Now, that podcast is amazing. I'm only about halfway through the episode because it's a very long episode. However, I would really, really recommend it. She gives some really nice tips, and it's just nice to hear them chat about all of like motivation and productivity. So yeah, I'd suggest listening to that if you really want some true advice from like people that just know what they're doing. I can't say that I am a productivity or motivation guru. How do you accept your insecurities? I love you. I love you too. Insecurities are usually dependent on how other people would react to your insecurities. And I can guarantee a lot of people don't even notice your insecurities. It's been so nice to kind of realize that nobody actually really cares. And I know that's going to be hard to hear. And I know that's not really what you want to hear, but insecurities are your way of saying, I really don't want anyone to notice this thing about me, you know? But I promise you, like, barely anybody notices it. And even if they are noticing it, they're thinking more about their own insecurities and whether you're noticing them to really, like, deep dive into thinking about whether you've got a spot on your forehead, you know? And I know it can be so hard, especially like if you're in a relationship or if you've got like loads of friends and you see people a lot and you're like really insecure about a certain part of you. But I think the best way to go about it is to sort of reverse talk yourself into it. Like before you go somewhere, say you're insecure about your legs. Before you go somewhere, be like, do you know what? I'm really grateful that my legs are here. I'm really grateful that they carry me and they get me through life and they give me the strength to keep walking and to keep moving. And this, like, talk yourself into seeing a positive side of your insecurity, which is so hard. Sometimes not having an insecurity is just not being scared of what other people would think about it. You know, it doesn't mean you are not necessarily insecure of what a certain part of your body. It doesn't mean that you have to like be this whole self-love guru who's like, oh my God, I love everything about myself, like vibes. No, self-love is like all about just being comfortable enough in who you are that you don't worry what people think most of the time. Like I'd say I'm a pretty self-confident person. I know where I'm going personally. Like I know who I am. I know sort of my beliefs and my morals, and that's enough for me to say I'm self-confident, because I know that if someone was to say, oh, I think your body's like this, then my response to that would be, well, it's not your body, so you don't have an opinion. And that's me saying it from a 19-year-old who's had a lot of life experience with insecurities. So I know this is like not relatable to everybody and to everyone's situation, but accepting your insecurities comes from accepting yourself and accepting that you're not perfect first. How do you deal with your anxiety? How are you and how are you actually feeling? And that is very kind to ask how I am. And I'm good. I kind of gone over this. I'm happy. I'm content. And I'm feeling I'm on an upwards journey at the moment. Anxiety is a really tough one. I've really, really struggled with it the past few months. And I think for me, my way of dealing with it is to give myself time to be patient with myself. Because I know that if I just keep telling myself, well, stop feeling anxious, that's not going to do anything. It's going to make me feel even more anxious. So to let myself sit in the feeling and be like, okay, yeah, I feel anxious. What's actually going to make me feel better? Rather than just telling myself to get better, what's actually going to make me feel good, you know? And for me, that's been recently a lot of self-care things. So like making some Lego and doing some journaling and doing some sketching. And I sound like one of those productivity and like, oh my God, gurus. I didn't mean to sound like that. But what I'm saying is like, do something that for you really cleanses your soul, if you like. For me, I like getting a little coffee, watching some YouTube, some comfort YouTube. Like I have a few YouTubers that I'm like, my comfort YouTubers. Like I will leave their vlogs for like 2 weeks just so that I can binge watch them. It's not bad. I don't know whether that's bad, but just comfort yourself rather than beating yourself up about it. You can't control it fully and it's not your fault. And so don't make yourself feel like it's your fault. Social media and being in a relationship. How does social media affect a relationship? Okay, this is actually a really good question. For me, I basically keep my private life private. I think that's pretty obvious. A lot of the time, like I'm pretty open in terms of like how I feel and what I'm going through sometimes. But in general, my private life and my friends and my boyfriend and my family really are not on my social media. So I don't really have a response to how it affects that, because I don't feel that it does in that sense. I don't feel any pressure. However, you know, me being on social media and trying to remain a private life too, definitely like affects kind of me, which obviously affects the relationship, affects, you know, friendships. But it's having an understanding with that person of, this is what I'm doing, this is how it's going, are you comfortable with this, am I comfortable with this, and how do we move forward, how can you support me through this, and how can I support you through what you're going through. Okay, this is the end of today's episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. I'm so happy to be back, and I just love this. I love the connectivity, and I love knowing that this is going to go to people and make, hopefully, people feel better or just comfort you or keep you company on a walk or on, I don't know, a drive. However you listen to my podcast, share it. I'd love if you share it on your story. That's my favorite thing to see. So again, thank you so much for listening. I've loved this and I will see you next Wednesday for another episode. Next week's will be a lot more of like a structured episode on a certain topic with a bit of research. Who is she? Anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your week and I will see you very, very soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.